Hello, everyone, and welcome to another broadcast of Deep Coffin to Deep. I'm your host, Jeremy Lopez, and I want to talk to you today about discouragement. Because of the fact, I know a lot of people right now are going through a lot of discouragement, and I want to encourage you to let you know that, you know, the Bible says that joy comes in the morning, which means that the more that we begin to understand that there's a cycle of creation, there's a cycle that goes on in this natural plane of existence, which lets us know there's winter, spring, summer, fall, then we have nighttime, then we have the dawning of the morning, then we have the evening, the afternoon. We have these things because they're cycles, which means these cycles will not change. They will stay consistent. They will stay in an orderly fashion and a pattern in our lives and through even creation, which means that there are times in your life you will go through discouragement. And many of you right now are thinking to yourself, I'm really going through a hard financial difficult time right now, Jeremy. I'm dealing with a lot of issues. I can't seem to get, you know, my family in order. You know, it's like I try and I try and I try to find a new job. It's not happening. Let me tell you something. I know in my spirit what God has spoken to me and shown me. And that is that many of you need to realize that joy comes in the morning, which means this too shall pass. And you know what? Even though you look at yourself and you say, but it's been 6 months, it's been a year, it's been 2 years already. You know what I do? I do this. I don't go in my past, but I do go back to listen to what God spoke to me from the very beginning. When the stuff happened, I go back and listen to what God spoke to me last. And then I begin to implement that within my life. You might say, well, I don't know what that looks like. I don't know how to do that in my life. It doesn't matter what it looks like. See, the mind, the ego, always tries to define. Listen to me now. This is for some of you guys right now. The ego tends to always define something because it's got to have measurements, it's got to have comfort, it's got to know what it looks like, how it'll happen, and how it's going to turn out. That's the ego, because it speaks to us about comfort. It speaks to us to know that we are in control. And when you begin to have definition, you begin to have the picture of what it looks like, you begin to have these things, then what happens is you begin to bring forth that controlism mentality where you can control it because you know what it looks like, and you know how it's going to be developed, and you know the outcome of it. But we've got to get past the egotistical mentality in us. We've got to go and press towards the mark of the high call in Christ Jesus, which means if there's a high call, there's a low call, which means many people might go on that low call because they give up along the way. But you cannot give up right now. You've got to keep on fighting the good fight of faith to know that joy does come in the morning. And this discouragement, Lord, it's going to pass, folks. This discouragement is going to pass. And this discouragement is not unto anything that could be damaging or harmful to you. It's just merely a trying of our faith. It's a situation that we either consciously got ourselves into or unconsciously got ourselves into. We suffer from a lack of knowledge, which means me or you, none of us are exempt from that. Every day of our lives, we're taught and we are trained by what we're hearing, by what we're viewing, by what we're seeing. We're taught every day to try to combat that lack of knowledge. And we do that by what we see, hear, and view, which means in every area of our lives, we will be expanded. There will be an expansion within our conscious mind. There will be an expansion within our spirit, an expansion within our soul that constantly tests the waters of your comfort zone. It tests the waters, so to say, of your boundaries to push it further, to make it known that it's not going to stay the same border and boundary that it has been. It's got to move on. It's got to press on. And it's got to expand further, which means every day we challenge ourselves with new things, new ideas, new technology, new ideologies, new this and new that. Why? So because we can combat the lack of knowledge that we have possessed for so long. And so what I would encourage you to do right now is, first of all, don't be discouraged, because discouragement causes thoughts to become things. And the more that you allow yourself to be discouraged, that thought, that image, that visual, that seed of doubt, that seed of fear, and that seed that is of the enemy, it will begin to flourish in your life, and you do not want that. You want the cycle of God to continue, to know that joy is about to come into the morning of the dawning of a brand new day for you, and the midnight hour will soon pass away. And that midnight hour, you know what? We can't abide there. We've got to realize and know that It's going to pass. And what we've got to do is we've got to hold our head up high and realize that, you know what, life is going to change and alter. And all through my life, there will not always be a consistency of prosperity, a consistency of health, or a consistency of this or that. We've got to be able to press forth and know that things are going to, in our lives, are just going to happen. And when it happens, it's not always the devil's fault. You know, it's not always God's fault. It's not always this or that's fault or someone else's fault. It's just life happens, folks. And when life happens, instead of sitting here wasting our energy all day long binding the devil, when it might not even be him, you know, we've got to look and realize that maybe, just maybe, it could just be everyday life, that maybe I could have made a mistake. Maybe I gave a wrong answer. Maybe I took a job I shouldn't have taken. Maybe I did something that caused this to happen. But either way, instead of overanalyzing it and try to figure it out, here's what I tell people to do. Instead of doing all of that, what you want to do is you want to be able to look at your life and you want to be able to say to yourself, it does not matter, because everything's going to work out for my good. Everything's going to work out to where I can be empowered from the situation. So I cannot allow myself to go there mentally, soulishly, spiritually. I've got to keep on pressing towards the mark and know that one day, soon, someday, the breakthrough's going to happen. But you know what God waits on? God spoke to me a long time ago and He said, if you're waiting on the breakthrough, you've got to live in the breakthrough now, which means you're going to have to live to the place of where you want to be mentally, soulishly, and spiritually right now. Because God calls those things that be not as though they were, which means in the spirit, God is already, you're already there in that place of victory and powerful prosperity and the place where God wants you. And God's already there. But see, He's not going to pick you up and pull you and drag you. He's waiting on you mentally to get where He is. That's why we have to renew our mind in the mind of Christ. We have to mentally put ourselves the place where God is already in. And when we begin to do that, life will begin to catch up to us. Because thoughts do become things, and whatever you think in your heart, whatever is manifesting within your heart, the Bible says so is He, which means whatever is lying there is going to continue to bring forth something in your life. And it might be something you want, it might be something you don't want, but you've got to learn to lean not to your own understanding, because your own understanding will keep you bound in the past. It'll keep you at that place that you don't want to be, and all you're going to get is more of the things you do not want, because you're living and you're causing something to be resuscitated over and over again by speaking life to it and keeping it in your conscious mind. It happens all the time, folks. And some of you might say, I just don't know about this. Let me tell you something. Here's what I tell people. Give it a try. You've got to learn to turn your life around to realize it might not be in your own timing. And the problem with a lot of people is we tend to get discouraged and then we say, okay, I need to change the way I think. And so we give it maybe a day or two, maybe a week. And all of a sudden, guess what? Nothing changes. Nothing happens. God is not a magical wizard or has a magical wand that causes everything just to change because, guess what? His children's mind begin to change. No, you've got to begin to change and stay there. Maintain your sanity in the place of positive thinking. You've got to maintain your sanity, so to say, in the place of living in that futuristic place that God has already seen you and already sees you now living there. So guess what? It might take a day. It might take a year. But either way, let me ask you an honest question. Does it hurt you to think positive? Will it help you even through a negative, bad, horrible situation of discouragement? Does it help you at least to keep your head held high and say, you know what? I'm going to have to continue to think positive. I need to keep a smile on my face and realize the joy of the Lord is my strength. Does it hurt you? No, it helps you. It helps you to stay positive. And guess what? You'll actually go through something so much quicker. Instead of analyzing, why me? Why did this happen? I thought I'd invested my money good. I thought I did this good. I thought I treated this person good. I thought I gave my tithes to the church. And I thought I shook the pastor's hand after church. Let me tell you something, folks. All of that is irrelevant because it's all past things. All of that is nothing but past things. And when we get past the past, we begin to live in the now moment to know that God is moving right now. And He's already prepared our future before us. So do the seasons alter themselves and decide what they want to do? No. They have a pattern and an order and a structure that they must abide by. And because they're abiding by the law that has been given and spoken into their life, into the season's life, guess what? That means your life is going to go the same route. And because of that, you've got to realize this too shall pass. And I might feel like I'm in my winter season. I might might feel discouraged, but I know my God is faithful and He's going to turn it around. But my responsibility right now doesn't, listen to me now, this is my sort of bother some of you, you know, religious, your religious sacred cows. My responsibility is not dependent upon God. I don't sit here and depend upon God to get me through the day or to get me through a situation. What I do is I work with God, because God has already done His part. He's already given me all things that pertain to life and godliness, and He is our ever-present help in time of trouble. He will help you in your present now moment, but He requires for you to see what you're going to do in your co-creating with Him. You are creating your own existence, folks, which means you've got to create with God and be with God and love God and think like God thinks. And God says, you're expecting me to get you out of a difficult situation, but you're not willing to help yourself to think like me. I don't do things alone. I do things together. God is all about unity. He's all about doing things together, which means we've got to learn to work together with God. Co-create with Father God. And no matter what it looks like, it doesn't matter. No matter what we're feeling at that moment, it doesn't matter. What matters is that if God be for us, who can be against us? It's time you begin to create with God. And you're co-creating. It might take a while to manifest, but it doesn't matter, folks. You've got all the time in the world. No, I really don't, Jeremy. You don't see my situation. I don't have that much time. God is always on time. It's the problem with us is we live in a time frame where we don't allow time to be our friend. And because time is not allowed to be our friend, we look at it as an enemy. And you cannot do that. You've got to look at God and time as your friend and know that, you know what, time is on my side. And I've got all the time in the world. And in the meantime, God will sustain me while I'm learning to co-create with Him. God will sustain me until I help co-create to the place where I need to be in my life. So guess what, folks? Move in that vein. Move in the presence of God by being in that place where you're thinking like God. And the more you think like God, the more you'll talk like God. The more you talk like God, you'll act like Him. And the more you act like Him, you will manifest like Him. So folks, today, pull yourself out of the hole of discouragement. Get yourself into the place of visionary. Get yourself into a place where you're having a vision for your life, because God's got a bigger vision than what you can see. But you have to move in that vein of seeing the same thing God is seeing for you and about you. And so therefore, guess what? You're going to be just fine. So today, get out of the hole of discouragement and get into getting a vision for your life and start co-creating with God. God can't co-create with you if you're discouraged and down and depressed and just useless. You've got to remember, you've got rivers in your belly that flow rivers of living water, and God wants you to merge that together with Him to where you can begin to hold His hand as He holds yours, and you take a journey together. And guess what? He'll move His hand, then you'll move your hand. He'll do something, then He'll say, now let's see what you can do, and you'll begin to do it too. God, let me give you a great example. God did not part the seas by Himself. He told Moses, here's what you're going to do. So hold that rod up in the air. And he even held it up in the air. Even his servants had to hold his arms up because his arms are getting tired. But yet it took both of them, and it took the responsibility of Moses to hold that staff in the air over the waters. It took the responsibility of Moses to co-create with God, to say, if you do your part, God, I'll do whatever you want me to do. And you co-create with Him that way. So today, folks, co-create. Hold that staff out in your hand and watch those waters part. And you know what? You might get tired. You might say, I need somebody to keep on holding my arms up, but I'm co-creating this thing. I've got my hand in the pot, and I'm going to stir it until I see the victory. And as you're doing that, just, you know what? Remember, you've got strength in you to do it. You've got enough strength to move the mountains in your life. Do not give up. Keep the faith and watch God move in your life. I want to also give you a quick reminder today. Folks, we just launched out, not even a week ago, our brand new school, School of the Prophetic Word. This course has taken the world by storm. We have sold so many of these courses because no one in the body of Christ, to my knowledge, has out a school that is focused strictly on the prophetic word, a prophetic word, the voice of God. And what we teach in the school, it's a four-week course. You can take it at your own pace, but basically it's about 12 or 13 CDs, a DVD, and a book. And you can get it all on a digitally downloaded email instantly the moment you order it. It works on a PC and a Mac. The moment you get it, you download it and you upload it and open it up. Or you can get all the hard copies of the CDs, the DVD, and the book. And no problem. We can ship it out to you today. But folks, listen to me for a moment. The School of the Prophetic Word, God told me a long time ago He wanted to speak to me on how to make the prophetic word come to pass, what to do with that. And God spoke to me and showed me the nucleus of the prophetic word. Within the school, I will teach you about the nucleus of that prophetic word. I'll teach you the definition behind the definition. Did you know there was one within the prophetic word? Because think of it this way. There is a book inside of this book we call the Bible. And only people who have an ear to hear and an eye to see will catch it. Anybody can read the Bible. A demon, a devil worshiper can read the Bible, but you have to have an ear to hear and an eye to see to hear the book within the book, to hear the power of the revelatory things that have not been hidden from you, but they're being hid for you to discover and find. And I'm going to teach you about the beginning, the Genesis stage of the prophetic word and how to make it happen, how to make it come to pass in your life. I'm going to teach you about how consciously you pay attention to the answer of your solution, and therefore you hear a prophetic word and your conscious mind grabs a hold of all the now things that are being spoken in that word, but your subconscious likes to block out all the directional, instructional ways that are spoken in the word of the Lord. And folks, the directional and instructional way within the prophetic word is actually your key to get what you're looking for. So I'm going to teach you how to hear things you're normally not hearing. I'm going to teach you how to become the prophetic word. I'm going to teach you how to accelerate your prophetic word quicker and faster in your life. Because one thing we've got to remember, when you receive a word from the Lord, I don't care if God spoke to you personally. You know, if you're Baptist and you say, I don't believe in this prophetic word stuff, great. But guess what? You got to believe in prophecy because God's still speaking to you. If He doesn't, then you know, He would be dead or we would be, you know, in heresy, because God speaks to us period. No matter if it's through somebody else or whether you're hearing Him, the voice of God for yourself. It doesn't matter. We've got to know. It's all prophecy. We've got to know exactly what that means. And if we don't want to gain the knowledge to know what a prophetic word means and the respect, the honor, and the glory, and the integrity that God fashioned in that prophetic word to give to you, then what happens is we disrespect God when we don't want to know more about the knowledge and the power and the wisdom that is embedded in that prophetic word to make it happen in our lives. If not, God is just speaking to us and we're not doing anything with it or about it and it doesn't come to pass, and guess what happens? We've just slapped God in the face because we just didn't care to take the time to gain the power and the wisdom and the honor to give that to that prophetic word by knowing what to do with it in our lives. So I want to encourage you today. I'm going to teach you a lot of revelatory things you've never heard before in the School of the Prophetic Word. Go to identitynetwork.net. Order your School of the Prophetic Word now, today. If you want to order it by phone, you can call us here at the office, 205-362-7133. That's 205-362-7133. Just tell them when you order your School of the Prophetic Word, just tell them, just let my customer service staff know that you either want it all on a digital download in that zip file, or you want the whole entire course as a hard copy. And they'll go ahead and know what to do with it when they send it to you. So look, get it today. If you've had a prophetic word or if you've ever heard from God in your life, which I know every one of you have, you need to get this course. It'll change and revolutionize your entire life, folks. God bless you, and we'll talk to you soon.